Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
This topic is really fun for me because I called it New Beginnings, and the reason is Joy and I are moving. So there's a long, complicated story associated with this, and you may wonder what this has to do with creating your ultimate life, and I'm about to tell you. And I want you to think about what new beginnings are going on in your life. Today is Friday. It happens to be 2 days after Joy's birthday, which was a lot of fun. We had a nice celebration and did a lot of good things. We have decided to move just very quickly, very recently. Joy's mom, about a month and a half ago, fell down in her condo and broke or fractured her hip. Now, Joy and I live about three blocks or four blocks from her condo, and we picked this place. We rented it because it was close. And we moved up here to Edmonton, Alberta, from Phoenix, Arizona, which is weird because Phoenix is screaming hot. Edmonton is 1,800 miles straight north, and it's screaming cold up here in the winter. So it's, this last summer, Phoenix had, I don't know how many days over 110. I think they broke the record. The record before was 18 days over 110, and I was there during that. I've lived in Phoenix for summers, I don't know, 14, 18, 22 summers. So 22 years I've lived in Phoenix and endured that heat, although I have to confess there were times that we bailed for a month or two in the hottest part of the summer, but not all the time. We stayed there sometimes. So I know the heat. And now Edmonton in the wintertime gets cold. I don't think it's as cold as Phoenix is hot, but whatever, it's pretty cold. There's usually a week where it's minus 40, which is screaming cold. And then, you know, there's snow for a good bit of the time. Like, snow is forecast a little bit later this week, and we're not even finished with October yet. Just a tiny, and it hasn't snowed yet, but usually it's here before Halloween. And the last snow might fly in May, usually April, May. And I've seen it even snow in July. So whatever. So here we are, and we moved up here because we wanted to be closer to her mom as she got older, and we were coming up here a lot anyway. I've told you a lot of times about the trips Joy and I have made up and down Highway 15. So Edmonton is about a straight shot north of Phoenix. If you draw a line from Phoenix, Arizona to Santa Claus, you go through Edmonton almost, not quite, but pretty close, and that's how I always describe it. People say, where is Edmonton? And I say, well, if you draw a line from Phoenix to the North Pole, you go through my front yard, which is not quite true, but almost. Anyway, so we've been up here. We rented this house in 2015, 5.5 years ago, May, and it's now October of 2020. So 5.5 years ago, we've had this place. We actually kept it for a year and a half as a place to be when we were up here, which we were doing a month or two at a time. And then in October of 16, after we'd had it 18 months, we moved up here. We sold our house in Phoenix and moved up here because, quite frankly, driving up and down Highway 15, 1,800 miles one way with two dogs and two cats, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth a bunch of times a year was not fun. So anyway, we decided, and besides that, we couldn't be up here enough for the increasing need. So anyway, we moved up here and we were glad to do it and grateful to have the opportunity to take care of her mom as she got older. Now, here's the thing. We're talking about your ultimate life, your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. So one of the opportunities we have to serve right now is to take care of her mom. We love it. She's a beautiful woman. She's 89. And, you know, I have no idea how much longer she'll be with us. A year, two, three, five. It doesn't matter. She's alone. She doesn't drive. She can't take public transportation. And she just needed help. And she's not a demanding person by any means. She's a sweet girl. She's a great Scrabble player. She loves to play Scrabble, and she's really good. I hadn't played Scrabble before, and when she visited us in Phoenix, she used to beat the pants off me every time, and that's where I learned to play Scrabble, and now I've gotten to be pretty decent. So now she jokes that I always win, and I don't. She wins plenty. But anyway, it's a ritual that we do every day. So about a month and a half ago, after we've been up here 4 years, she fell down in her condo and fractured her hip and went to the hospital and had an x-ray and et cetera, et cetera. And a couple of doctors told her she needed surgery, which was not what we wanted to hear. But that's just how it goes sometimes. So anyway, it turns out that she didn't need surgery because a different surgeon had a different opinion. And that was all great. Bottom line is she did have to, you know, do some rehab work because there was a crack and they just elected not to put screws in it. So anyway, how that plays into us is we invited her to come be with us during her recovery. One of the fun things is I got to play doctor. She had to have these needles, injections every night for a month, 28 of them actually. They're blood thinners and they went in the fleshy part of the arm behind the bicep on the backside of the arm. And so every night at 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, I got to be doctor and put those in. And that was interesting. And she was a great patient and she said I did good. So anyway, where this got to is we realized that, you know, with COVID going on, with just because the injections are done, you know, healing is nowhere near complete. She's going to have to take it real easy on the hip for a while. Going to have an x-ray again in about 3 weeks to see how the healing's coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We realized that it was really best if she stayed with us for a while at least, and maybe permanently, but at least for, you know, a month or two or three, and probably until COVID relaxes, and then maybe, you know, she'll just stay. So either way, whatever, that's what the driver was, and that decision was made about 2 weeks ago. So here we are. 2 weeks later, we found a beautiful place. It's interesting how Providence works. It's a beautiful house in a very nice area. It's got all the features we need. We wanted a separate kind of a place for her, and there's two bedrooms that are kind of off on their own upstairs, and that's perfect for her needs with the bathroom over there, and that'll be her sort of wing. One of them will be a sleep room and one a living room, and so she gets to sort of have her place. And obviously she can be in the rest of the house too, but that's her sanctuary. And so the downstairs, the basement is really, really big. And that's going to be good for Joy because she's got more project and craft room than she has where we are now. Plus, there's going to be plenty of room for all the studio work that I need, the video studio, the editing studio, and the recording studio. So we're stoked about that. So that new change is what's happening for us and why we are moving. Now, why did I tell you this whole big, long story about us moving? Probably not because you care a ton about moving. But here's the thing. Nobody in their right mind would want to move in the winter in Edmonton. Nobody in their right mind wants to move at all unless there's something wrong with where they are. Well, there's nothing wrong with where we are, except it wasn't big enough and didn't offer a real private space for her. And there's all kinds of reasons why it made sense to do. Now, providentially, here's the thing about divine purpose in our lives. Providentially, the lease that we had ended at the end of October. So our lease ends literally in 2 weeks. We were planning on staying and just, you know, renewing. But providentially, like I said, it ends in 2 weeks. And so there was no issue with the landlord. We spoke with her and gave her notice, and it was only about 17 days notice, and she was very gracious. It turns out she really wants to move back into this house because she's had some personal things happen in her life that puts her in a position where she wants to get a roommate and move back in here. So that's just, like I said, God moves in mysterious and beautiful ways. And so here we are getting ready to move. The landlord's okay. She's stoked. We're stoked. The house is beautiful. We spent all day out there yesterday. We moved a bunch of stuff and spent the day out there. And the TELUS guy, which is the phone guy, came out and he put in a mesh Wi-Fi network, which I didn't have before. I had repeaters in the house. But anyway, put in hardwired Wi-Fi where we need it in the studio and in Joy's office, put in a TV for grandma and in the living room, and, you know, just everything we needed. He was friendly. He was nice. He wore a mask. It was cool. And I tried the Wi-Fi out on my phone. I get this. I am on my phone on Wi-Fi in the place. And I've got 170 megabytes down, megabits, and 130 up, which is, you know, pretty good for a phone that's not on 5G. and not on LTE even, it's on the Wi-Fi. So I'm really happy about that. We have had some internet challenges here where we are. We've worked around them by having, you know, multiple repeaters and everything else. My bottom line point is simply this. New beginnings are always beautiful. Sometimes we don't expect them, like we didn't expect this. Sometimes they seem unpleasant and painful. Sometimes they seem to be a problem. But I know from my own experience with the divine and my own experience in my life and my own experience with clients and everyone I work with, new beginnings are always divinely appointed. So here is our choice. We can start when there's a new beginning and we can chafe and be upset. And I had a moment of that when I thought about moving in the winter and I have a 7'6" grand piano and we've accumulated stuff here, even though we got rid of a gigantic ton when we moved up from Phoenix because the house we had in Phoenix was really big. And this one is about half that size. So it's funny, when we moved up here, we got rid of 450 boxes. Now, Joy's been in the eBay and antiques and collectibles business for a long time. So we had a bunch of inventory that she, had, and we had to get rid of a lot of that because there wasn't really room for it up here. But the bottom line is to an auction house, Mesa Auction, we got rid of 450 boxes before we left. 450 U-Haul boxes. And then when we got up here, we got rid of another 100 boxes. Now that, that's an incredible amount of stuff. And I still feel like we got way too much stuff. So again, Joy's on a selling binge and we're getting rid of a bunch of more stuff. It's hard for me to imagine life anymore without Joy. She is literally the joy of my life and my days and everything. If I think about doing this move without her, it's just impossible. She's cheerful, busy, working. She's already painted a little bit of the new house, a different color that she wanted. She is just full of energy, life, and power. So let's get to tie in how all this stuff has to do with creating your ultimate life. And it's really simple, and maybe it's obvious to you already. Your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. Well, one of Joy's divine gifts is the kindness and care that she has in her heart. She is one of the nicest people I know, and that doesn't mean a pushover. You don't mistreat her tribe. She's a bear when that happens, and she's protected me often from people who have tried to abuse me and that I used to let happen all the time because I was too dumb. Or not dumb, I guess that's a self-negative word. I was not experienced or unwilling to stand for myself in the appropriate way. Anyway, here's what I know about Joy. She is full of joy. She is a source of joy. She is a source of love, kindness, power, beauty, and everything else. So that's one of the fun things about this is I get to watch her in her element as she takes on this project, and I just treasure and cherish these things. It reminds me of what she was like when we moved up here. We had a month to get ready, and oh, the house was so full of stuff and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boxes. And like I said, we took 450 and gave them away. So what does this have to do with the ultimate life? Well, purpose. So the purpose right now is to get a new house. We're going to do it because we need to serve her mom and have a bigger place that will allow us to do that well and fill our own needs for our business. And at the same time, we found a place that has another big room for Joy for crafts. Where we are now didn't really have that. So she was crowded and cramped in that way. So that fills all these different needs. That goes to purpose. Our purpose is to serve. Our purpose is to love those around us and serve. And in this particular case, it's her mom. But I think of that also in terms of my clients. So for example, while I've been making this podcast, I've been getting emails or texts actually from a client who's visiting Wyoming. I'm helping her write a book. And so I stopped a little bit ago when my throat had a bug in it to cough and clear it out and then also to answer her and to serve. And that's the life I live, a life of service. Now, I'm not saying that to say, yay me. What I'm saying is I've discovered that that's ultimate. That is the most beautiful, joyful, happy, treasured life I can imagine. And I've lived all kinds of ways, rich and self-conceited and concerned with myself and making too much money and also, you know, and other times using too much alcohol and drugs and, you know, all this other kind of life that some people say, ooh. And the answer is no. True joy and life comes from living a life of service. Now, the gifts that Joy has are the treasured kindness and care that she is, but she's also brilliant. I've never seen anybody do more research faster online and find things than she can. She's absolutely a miracle worker at that. Another gift that I have is the gift of coaching, which I get to do. I get to make a living doing that. And there are just so many ways. And this transition, yes, it's in the middle of winter. Yes, I'm still in recovery. So I get winded real fast. And by recovery, I mean from my lungs and everything. And I wheeze and I cough and yeah. All those things, yeah. But it's so what? It's beautiful. And here's the promise and challenge. I challenge you to find your gifts. I challenge you to make every day a day of love and service that you're aware of, that you do on purpose. And most of all, I challenge you to consciously focus and take steps every single day to create your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart.